okay, I have to make a video on why these traditional, aka abusive men, want liberal women. Okay? This is why. You'd think that they would want to go after women who are traditional, who are saying, hey, this is me, I want to be a homemaker, I want to make babies, I want to be a submissive housewife. No. They think those women are losers. They think these women are losers because they do not respect feminine roles or femininity. They do not respect feminine work. There's nothing wrong with being a housemaker. There's nothing wrong with just wanting to have babies. There's nothing wrong with not wanting to have hobbies or not wanting to have a big social group. But they think these women are losers, so they go after liberal women who have jobs, careers, friends, hobbies, and then they want to conquer those women and turn them into the other side because it makes them feel like they have more control. Not only are you a loser and have no other options but me, but I'm the one in control over whether or not you do anything. So they're that insecure. They're that insecure that they can't just coexist with a woman who already has the values that they want, because then there's a chance that, you know, because that woman picked to be a traditional woman, so she can at any time just pick to maybe get a group of friends, start a hobby.
Was ostensibly inspired by this data.
We need to talk about woke fishing, and if you don't know the word, I promise you know what it is. Woke fishing is when conservative men lie to you about their political beliefs because they know it makes them unattractive. They put things like apolitical, moderate, or even liberal to get you roped in so they can get laid or get a date. Because while women may fake orgasms, men will fake entire relationships until they have you trapped. Men know that the majority of women see being conservative as a red flag. And 71% of Democrats said they would not go on a date with someone who had opposing views. Men in my comments section openly and commonly admit that they roleplay being liberal because it takes low effort and gets them what they want. Woke fishing is so common it was being written about a year and a half ago. Reddit has entire threads dedicated to this. The issue isn't avoiding talking about politics, it's about these men lying about it. So if you find yourself dating a man who says he's a feminist, never judge him based off how he treats you. Instead, pay attention to how he treats or talks about women he finds unattractive or who aren't providing services to him.